as a historic.
And you're listening to WTUL New Orleans. This public service announcement is brought to you by New Orleans Legal Assistance and WTUL New Orleans. New Orleans Legal Assistance offers legal aid to low-income residents. There are different contact numbers for different local areas. Numbers for your area are available by calling me at 504-865-5885 or visiting the Legal Assistance Group's website, nolac.org. Do you ever wonder about the song you just heard on WTUL? Our DJs post our playlist to WTUL's new Twitter and radio activity accounts, where information about songs, artists, and albums are available organized by date and time. Listeners can view all playlists by their favorite WTUL DJs online. More information can be found at wtul.radioactivity.fm and at twitter.com/WTUL_playlist. We're going to get back to alternative radio in just a minute, but first, we're fortunate to have Scott Eustace in the studio with us today.
Hey.
And he's going to be updating us on a situation going on in Bogalusa that sounds pretty ominous. So someone wants to build a ginormous dam in Bogalusa. Scott, what's up with that?
Well, it's the old news. I mean, this is a oligarchical project. It's one of those environmentally destructive projects. Well, I guess first get out of the way, like, you know, I'm here, DJ Eustatic at the radio, but I also work for the Gulf Restoration Network, healthygulf.org. We're there, a nonprofit 501c3 in five Gulf states fighting to protect wetlands and water. This particular incident, proposal is coming from kind of the oligarchs of Washington Parish, people who are well-connected, people who are in the legislature, kind of want to give their buddies a contract, and the residents have been fighting it since 2001, where, you know, there's some money in, you know, building these things. And it started off in 2001 as a real estate venture to create like an amenity, you know, more waterfront property. Like, we need more of that in Louisiana, right? They found out there wasn't really a justification to waste taxpayer money on that kind of thing. So they changed the purpose to say, well, we need this because we're running out of water in Louisiana, which again, doesn't pass the smell test. And the government said, no, you can't really justify destroying so many. This thing would destroy about 1,000 acres of forest in North Louisiana, as well as displace several communities and about 8 or 9 historic cemeteries. And in the state of Louisiana, if you mess with people's graves, you have to reinter people. So basically, that would involve digging up Grandpa and moving him around. A lot of people up in the Florida parishes, you know, they have a little bit of history of having their independent republic. So this kind of thing ignites some of that passion in residents of Washington Parish to protect themselves from this kind of government intrusion. Originally, this dam commission had the power to expropriate the land directly. So that was going to be the threat. I think they've been called off, but it's coming around again. And this time, you know, the purpose of the dam is not only real estate, it's not only, you know, flood control, water supply. Apparently this thing is going to wash your car and, you know, pick up your kids from daycare. It's going to do everything. But I think a lot of people, you know, given the TMS play, the Tuscaloosa Marine Shale oil play, and the need for a lot of fresh water for fracking, people are afraid that this is just going to be a source of water for that.
And this is a pattern that we see often with government and industry bulldozing over our communities and with all kinds of rationale for the reasons that they have to do it, which don't really ground truth. It doesn't make a lot of sense. What can people do? What actions are coming up right now that people can get involved with to fight back against this?
Well, in order to destroy 1,000 acres of wetland forest, you have to get a federal permit. So that's a lot of what we do at healthygulf.org. You can go to healthygulf.org, and on our website, on the main page, there's a link to Don't Flood Our Forest. You can send a letter to the Vicksburg Corps of Engineers. And, you know, the thing they're going to do is call for an environmental impact statement to make these oligarchs from Washington Parish, you know, really put it on the line and try to justify why exactly they want this project. And we believe that process will out, like, all of the, you know, it'll become apparent again that this is not worth doing. It's too much destruction. There are a lot of endangered species in, you know, our northern forests. This would flood out the habitat of the endangered gopher tortoise. It would mess up the Pearl River by taking, it'll be taking away the Bogalusa Creek and making just a big wet pond. There's so many reasons not to do this. It's hard to enumerate them. And that's basically what we're going to force the Washington Parish people who want this to do.
Thank you so much. And for people that want to learn more about this issue, is there a website that they can go to, or are there resources online that they can access where they can
really
dig in?
Our blog at healthygulf.org/blog, and I'll be supplying you with updates. But I guess, you know, this is not a new thing. Before Katrina, LPB did a whole documentary on the struggle around the issues and controversies around this. And I'll be posting that documentary to that blog and to social media where United for a Healthy Gulf Restoration Network.
Great. Thank you so much for the update, and let us know what we can do.
Thanks, Janet.
All right. And we're going to return you now back to Alternative Radio. Post-World One, what's going on in Armenia, Kurdistan, and Palestine?